now in 43, because that's the one they say we already in the past lives we have some karmic debt, and possibly that is why some unexplainable some situation come to us. It's not by something random situation, but there is a cause, but it's a hidden subtle cause in the previous time. And then because this is a law of karma, without really talking about life after life, then only this short current life, then we cannot take any moral ground, like saying not only moral ground, either there is a time continuing moving all the time, then from if we say there is nothing existed, then from this point of view, in Buddhist teaching often says there is no path, no enlightenment, no nose, no ear, or no five aggregates, no suffering, no cessation of suffering, no path, and no nirvana. Except Buddhist is saying basically, fundamentally, there is a you cannot catch anything as a solid, real existence. That's why Buddha also himself said, I haven't taught any teaching. That's why I don't have any thoughts. Of course, he had many teachings on relative level. From ultimate meaning, he only kind of say that all phenomena is illusion, kind of that. In Buddhist teaching, the moral ground is life after life, taking form of life. Anything relatively existed, then the rebirth also existed, related with the time of time continuation, mind continuation, and consciousness. All the physical body also in different form, there is a continuation, never disappear. Similarly, mind also in different forms, continuously. Even some, you can say, in samsaric life, you cannot always we say beings or lives in samsara, but actually the form of life is so different, we cannot even identify them as normal beings. The varieties of beings existed, some without solid kind of body form, some even without any normal kind of behavior of a human being, like want to do food or have a kind of a continuation of a generation. Those kind of desire already not there. Some, as we say, normal human sentient being, there must be some breathing sentient being who can breathe. Without breathing, then there is no possible have a animal realm, human realm, there is no possible. But in the higher realms, there are beings gone beyond of kind of have to necessarily breathing kind of process. A very, very subtle, peaceful kind of mind. which is there's a lot of need of course, the gross level body is not there, then already those breathing is unnecessary. And also beings who the formless realm, those there is not much consciousness activities, also either not only form activities. That's why they can last a very long life. And then, also, of course, there are various. So what we are saying is the form of life and the continuation of life. It's beyond of normal people can understand life. But anyway, from the kind of moral ground of normal, mundane kind of life, you have to say, if without any consequences, then people can do whatever they do want. And we can do kind of obey normal law, norms or law is nothing, because there is as long as this life you don't get hurt, then what is something you cannot do? You can kill or stealing or rape or many things as a this consequence won't kind of come back to you. But the Buddha's teaching often, of course, saying what you do is what you get. You are your own kind of a programmer or designer. So you are responsible for your everything. You get suffered or you have a kind of free from suffering. You are your own master. You are your own physician. So from some kind of point of view. So in that continuation of life, you will have a various consequences, what you think and what you say and what you do. There's not necessarily saying immediately kind of a write back what you kind of the result won't be appear immediately. It's like plants, seeds you plant. There are some are kind of relatively short time you can get fruit. Some are get a very long time to get fruits. Similarly, actions, there is a complex of various of virtue or non-virtue, and also how much karma, negative thoughts and the emotion evolves, and also how long it lasts, that makes karma kind of fruition also in different way. Some in this life, some in future lives, some are next life, and some are not born yet, but without some elements they cannot become fruit. So some are already balanced, some are due to your own kind of virtuous deeds or confession or this clean your own karma, then they will disappear. But I've heard some teacher, Dharma, Buddhist teacher also say, some British Buddhist group, they don't, they shy away from saying rebirth or reincarnation, this kind of a or something topics people won't believe much. Then they think Buddhism, without talking about rebirth or samsara, then just the genuine virtue on this life. Then without saying rebirth, you don't have a much kind of chance to make similarly. If you say, oh, only this life, and next life you will go either go up or down. And then who people who kind of not doing well in this life, there is no hope. And it's kind of permanently bad. But for not only the people who have done something negative, but you can always have a chance. And in time, you realize there is a truth, there is a path to liberation. And then you, any sin or any karma won't stand, won't last long when kind of compassion and wisdom bless those kind of mind, and then they also go away. So, emptiness of everything, emptiness of the things, negative karma, emptiness of reflective emotion, these are great teachings. And then, one side in Buddhism talking about two truth. One is saying from absolute kind of point of view, there is a nothing you can really pinpoint as a solid existence. And then this doesn't mean relatively they don't have consequences. That means anything interrelated things, peers, things existed because of emptiness. Without emptiness, one seed cannot become flower, because there is space or there is a chance movement. Because of emptiness, there is a no fixed nature, the impermanence kind of birth everything and connect, kind of interconnect with every situation, kind of related cause and conditions. So we can say, not only human need, so we think there is a life after life, but relatively, there is a time, there is everything goes kind of process continuously. So including body and mind also same.
There are weapons and my body. Both are causes of my torment. They are weapons I my body brandish. Who then is more worthy of my rage?
As we said before, this part is in the karma in the past, and that's we get something inconvenient sometimes. It's we don't remember, but related to some related more related to this life than this moment. Some are in this life in past, some are past life in situation. There is some stories also talking about one old lady had one chicken, and the chicken eggs lay, then she overtook those small, and she ate those chicken. And then this chicken, this is just a story. There's just chicken news, the lady eating all her baby chicken. And then she kind of said, when I had the next life, I wish I can eat her kind of son or kids. And then this chicken become a cat, one cat. And then the lady next birth is chicken. And then the cats always took away the chickens, small chicken. And then this lady become chicken. She also angered and say, next life I will take her kind of to my meal. And then this chicken become leopard, and then the cats become deer, and then leopard took deer's life or something. That's kind of a consequence. They say, oh, you always be careful and then have to do something good, reverse negative. And then next, as just you read, it's, of course, these logics or some of these logics, you can see there is a point, but also normally people won't think that way much. So let's, for example, saying weapon and my body, who caused my torment? Normally, of course, you say weapon is the problem, my body is not. But this, they were saying, if my body is not like this design, like this way, it's fragile and also easily get uncomfortable feeling. Anything seats or not too hard, it seats too hard, you feel not very comfortable, you have to have a sofa or something. And then if you can stand very long, you maybe 1 hour, 2 hours feel tired. And then if you lay down for a while or one day, then you feel not very comfortable. Too much kind of hungry, thirsty, too much rain, too much sunshine, windy, some kind of some food we don't like, some smell we don't like, some color we even don't feel comfortable. So this body itself, it easily have some uncomfortable feeling. this way, it says it's a little bit true. I think my relatives, some in Tibet, they are very tough people, yeah, kind of nomad people. And when some people have a small flies come to and have a blood from his skin or body, sometimes he don't feel much. I thought it's very interesting when I was young. Why he's kind of, some people are, in hot days, not wearing kind of clothes, upper side. And then the small, I can see those are really hurt, those flies. Mosquito. Mosquito. Yeah, this is the winds. Fly, yeah. It's big fly. But they were eating some, but they don't feel. I said, oh, there is a fly. He's fly is here, but he don't do this, and then not really, but let this go away. And also maybe the skin already have a burned by sun or many things, but it's interesting for me. One time I was making plastic rope, and I used the lighter and then to cut, and then there's drops of plastic. The heat, the kind of the liquid, and come to my hand, and they're very painful. And then I thought, when I was young, and I had a cry. And my cousin, he came, and then said, oh, this is nothing, you see, the water, he's making all his kind of plastic liquid to his drop, to his hand, and said, don't cry, no, there's no problem. So I thought, oh, he is really kind of a, tough people. And then, so similarly, he was saying, some people saying something is because of my own kind of sensitive mind, sensitive body. So we should be angry towards those weapon or towards those body, who is she really more worthy my rage that way. Indian, I think in ancient time, they have a thought in different way. normally people won't thought that way, maybe from that angle. They also think you can see there is a, actually you, if you, use mind broadly, then you will see there is a point. Actually, if some people maybe normally think of this and they say, what are you talking about? This is necessary. Obviously it's weapon hurting your body, but it's like that.
This body, running sore in human form, merely touched it, cannot stand the pain. I'm the one who grasped it in my blind attachment. Whom should I resent when pain occurs?
Mm-hmm. And continue, please.
We're born like children, trained from pain. Among its causes, we hurt ourselves through our misdeeds. So why should others be the object of our rage?
So there are more or less practice of if people feel uncomfortable, automatically there is a tendency to try to protect themselves. Say, this is not my fault. And then if you're thinking that way, then suffering will remain longer time. If you think this is maybe it's my fault, then it's not saying it's gonna, I'm so bad or something like that, but it's I should maybe take more responsibility and to clean this up or to try to change that kind of. Not blaming yourself, but you also not blaming others. But you can, after you recognize you have the ability to solve the situation, then you have to say, I should remove or reverse this problem. If this is not my responsibility, then I won't kind of try to taking care of it. So they say, if you, how do I say, you love yourself, but if you over love yourself, thinking this is a, because I'm not good at enough or other people are bad, something, then those two kind of extreme negative thinking won't help. Only recognize the situation, and also you have a studying or have some relation towards the situation, then people get more kind of taking care of the situation in the middle, not kind of always want to throw away that responsibility towards some people whom you can blame. And then automatically saying what we were is we don't all don't want suffering, but foolish or childish like people who often intentionally or unintentionally, they will often cause the problems. And then if this is our own responsibility, why are we kind of angry towards other people? I can check this in the other side. It's like that, yes. And then... this is a relatively not that hard part. It's for people who unaware. Sometimes it's a kind of a, not because they are evil, but it's not aware with a good intention, but not knowing the solution and what is causing the problem. As some people say, if you want to avoid the situation become worse, sometimes, or then create situation. Your own absence of your own self, if you are not there, it's already creating, you have a contributing a lot or something. So if people saying something or do something, or something, then they can, if their mind is not peaceful enough, then create more problem. And in the I think this is a good part. People can reflect what role or what they can do, what they have already done, to reflect back themselves voluntarily, without point by others. We can reflect our own situation and then thinking, reduce the cause of the pain. If we accusing others, and then sometimes of course you may be successful, then but for long term, not only one event, but for long term, that kind of habituation to always blaming others cannot really solve them, create more problems. Sometimes a more uncontrollable problem. Because other people, individuals, who himself or herself to reflect and then to transform, that is much better. If there's a kind of pointed by others, pointed out by others or accused by others, then they also not very comfortable and then they want to fight back or they are not happy because they have ashamed or accused by others, looked down or disliked by others, or something, the mind or easily disturbed. So it's a good, so that both sides have some reflections and kind of war also seeing. Some people can, to take more responsibility, oneself. You, for example, one person, he did something for good or bad, and then he think this is my rights, my own kind of a decision. And then, this is one thing. But your action that also impact towards other people, including your family members, how you, they can relate to some people related to you, husband or wife. So you are not one person. If you do something harm, you get caught or something. There is many people get hurt. So they were saying, any suffering, they're definitely caused by in one person, then hurt many people. So in order to kind of reduce their suffering, oneself important to control their own behavior and manners or something to not create, because anger is most destructive energy that can cause human life, and sometimes they took own life, sometimes they hurt other people. So if one person often thinking, if there is a problem, maybe I am responsible to solve this problem, not create more problem and pain, then this versus, I think, teaching of that is more meaningful for those kind of reflections in mind. And who indeed should be angry with this pain is all my own contriving. Likewise, all the genitor of hair, hell, and all the groves of razor trees. Those who harm me rise against me. It's my karma that has summoned them. And if through these beings go to hell, is it not I who bring them run? Okay? Bring them ruin. So in front, first, I think this is not related to verse 2, but so this one also talking about one person who angry with other people or blame other people, but automatically we are on other people cannot directly influence you as you did for yourself, or you can do to yourself. Even other people in their mind, they want you to stand up or sitting down. That's not easy for them to do done thus. Of course, if they say something and they need to pull you up and here and there, maybe they can do it sometime, but they cannot always. That those activities, normal activities, simple activity, they can make them to do pay a lot of effort. You have to do some effort, but for your own mind, they can drive your body here and there, and then to take decision to do this and that. They have a very kind of skillful, powerful way to drive you. Mind is not very, sometimes it's not very clever, but they can manage to at least fool yourself or make you clear, or make you suffer or happy. So mind is like that. So even one person went to hell realms, as we said before, there's 8 levels of a different cold and 8 levels of heat that can work with hell realms, hell world. And then from these 2, cold and the hot realms are most difficult, kind of bottom, difficult to bear is that suffering. But after that, there is a Jinyeling. It's called, if one person go to hell realm very deep, and then there is a chance to gradually come up to upper realms, come to free from that difficulties. And then, from the beginning, there is for example, if we are very hot day in normal our life, then if we see some shade or cloud, then we felt very happy. If you are in desert and very hot day, if you see some shade, tree, or cloud, could be rain, then you may also see some kind of rivers or sun of water, stream. Then you have some hope there. And you feel kind of you should go there. And then this way, this comes after. In the very, very bottom level, there is no kind of sign of those. But after you come, you can not reaching yet, but in your mind or in your perception, some peers, some grassland and trees. And then if you go there, then it's completely not what you want. You, according to some teachings, and you step on the grassland. Actually, this grass is so strong, like a needle of bark. Then you continuously run because you have some hope and want to go to a peaceful place, pleasurable place. And when to tree, then you thought it's a tree, but when wind blows the tree, the leaves and some come up, but with a very sharp kind of objects, then you have get hurt. But these are continuously kind of become better and better eventually to go out of their hell runs. But he is saying these sufferings, great suffering, so created by oneself, and who should blame or who should you can anger to? You only say, this is I thrown myself towards the situation by wrong view and wrong thinking and wrongdoing. Those lead me to negative karma, and then we thought this is I should blame this and that. There is so many things confusing us. So many things are real. We still think we should have this strategy, that kind of plan. This is a kind of a trap that is we should kind of go beyond. But we are still in our own thinking or on not knowing that you are your own creating your own situation. Like you're trapped in a dream. In there, there's so much struggles and then try to do this and that, void in this, and very clever sometimes in a dream. But unless you know this is your own perception plane, and you have your dream, then you won't free from the dream, you're already caught in that kind of full situation. So similarly, we are responsible for our dream, not other kind of characters in the dream. Dream, that is your phenomenon, your kind of projection, your appearances. So why this happens? Because of a thick habituation, karmic kind of image, made those kind of things, and realness kind of a feeling is also habituation. Wisdom or important one thing is you have to always go beyond of relatively thinking or too critical thinking. These will not go beyond of kind of your appearance. Even critical thinking in some level helps, but it won't completely kind of go across beyond. It's called transcendental wisdom. It's not critical thinking, analytical, scientific, or academic. Those won't help. So it's important to have a spiritual kind of ultimate relative understand. Then with those trainings, you can really become your own master in mind, master your mind. Yes, please. Yes, this part I already. Can read it again, please.
Read again. Those who harm me rise against me. It is my karma that has summoned me. And if through this these beings go to hell, is it not I who bring their ruin?
So this is a think there is some teaching. I may have to check it again. But there is a problem. I think it's and because due to our own past karma and the life of consequences of past karmic kind of actions, and then made other people kind of create a lot of trouble to us. And then, yeah, once one person went to hell realms, and also it is our kind of, we are, due to we have some playing the part of the game of that kind of karmic consequences. So we have a responsibility, or we are going to either hurt or also other people. Let me see. I think this is not very clear. Let me check again. Yes, this is saying that because of our own karmic consequences in the past, and then made those consequences create the situation other beings hurting us, and we got suffering. And then this, and then I think this is what, therefore, this person who hurting us went to hell realms, then we should take responsibility. That's that we should, we, because our existence made other people angry or suffering, that there is a long story past kind of karma relations, but we should think we have a some portion of negative consequences caused by us. 过失怎么说呢? We are our faults. That's why making other people suffering. Faults. Our own faults. Faults. So that's also related to past versus saying any other, when other people we have a negative relationship or something hurting us, we feel suffered, then we should immediately know this is a cause by now or past life. There's a kind of a many situation cause this person angry towards me or not dislike me or try to hurt me, because there are many people had this experience. When you first meet, there's no past history of something negative relationship, but some people immediately don't like you, immediately feel something wrong, or feel something negative energy, because you, they distrust you, they dislike you, something. And then this situation happens, and some people think other people are crazy, or something, they don't have a good heart, or something. But according to karmic explain, there is a something related to your own karma in a previous life. For example, you made a lot of criticism and made other people kind of accusing other people without good reason, something. You bullied or abused many things. Then, well, karma or consequences in one day, you have some different way, not necessarily the same way, but in some way, won't you also caught by those situations? Other people give you difficult time or something, then this is a said is possible to happen. If you're stealing others' possessions, and then in some kind of this karma, if that is not, you can, because confessing or good deeds transformed some, but if not, this karma will be take fruition in some kind of karmic balance will come back once in different form on the way. Then maybe it's your time of your own kind of lost something or killed, stealed by others, or those situation happens. So anything you seems like random, but there is no random things. Random thing is not, we are not having good enough of wisdom to look at all kind of karmic consequences. There is a cause and the conditions behind of that. So that's why this is a time when other people cause us some problem. We think this is maybe it's time, good time. We should pay back the karmic debt. So we don't need to accuse other people. Because for example, you have borrowed some money. One day other people, this person say, can you pay back my money? Then you're angry towards this person. Say, oh, why should I pay back your money? But you think, oh, thank you. And also you kind of, you can appreciate that kind of relationship. That way, in reality, there is a situation like that. People who borrow a lot of money, then even threatening back to person who lending their money, something, this situation happens because people are crazy. It's not crazy, I think, but the shame with some anger transformed to anger. And then also, if you negligent of, karmic consequences, then you think you can just ignore the situation or something. So if you have the ability to pay back, then you have a very happy kind of a day. You think, oh, now I have a kind of a less problem in the future. People won't blame me anymore or something like that. So this is a good reverse, I think, of saying if if we not only think about if without thinking of a karmic debt in the past, then you have no much explanation. You may feel there's no reason why he hurt me and something. And then you angry because not knowing that consequences, then you can make more suffering. So this go further, even possible to go further. And this person also from good to turn to bad, you can really hurt each other due to not, there are many big kind of chaotic situation happens in a small, starting in a small situation, like a small fire, but they can burn great kind of deal of area. Similarly, said one anger was with a small kind of misunderstanding, burst or something, then can create sometimes an uncontrollable, imaginable situation. Even one First World War also happened in kind of one person shot of assassination. And then normally we don't think this caused world war. And took, if I'm not wrong, say 220 million people's life in first year. So similarly, with some anger, sometimes it's okay, maybe just feel uncomfortable, something temporary, but sometimes it can send you directly next to next level, go to different, deep down to different realms. So we have to be careful of our negative situation. Only we, without our own role or play or part of that game, they don't have a power to send us to any kind of that much kind of degree of suffering. But our involvement, our, with the ignorance or these, we can do very, very big harm to others and oneself. yes, please then read more. You can read. Next one.
Because of them and through my patience, all of my sins are cleansed and purified. But they will be the ones who, thanks to me, will have the long drawn agonies of hell.
So this is not only you can see enemy or so-called enemy there, you practice of patience, it's avoiding suffering, but also accumulating a lot of merits, not only paying back their karmic debt, also we are saving other beings, not only yourself, and other beings go to dangerous situation with you. So, those people who related to you, related to ourself, and then they were angry, and if they were did something terrible thing, went to hell, and then those situation happens, then we also have some part of those kind of responsibility. So we should while we practicing the patience, then we can eliminate many negative karma, negative behavior, and also our common response from negative to kind of positive, accumulating, generating virtues because of our practice of our patience. We also karmic debt, also paying back and also cleaning our negative karma. And people who that can relate to patience, people who practice of patience, then they also avoiding go to hell. So it's a kind of a win-win situation for both of us. Those situation happens. And also in some sutra teachings, when you able to practice of patience in next life, due to that virtue, you can get very good looking and also intelligent mind. You also avoiding anger to burn yourself, and also after you have a burn, if through anger, you also burn other, throwing other into suffering. So this is a very good to practice of patience. Yesterday, one lady with her husband went to one temple. She said, you cannot allow to take photos in the temple. And her husband took some photos, and then this monk or something who worked in there, very angry, and took away their camera and then deleted these photos. And after she said, this is done by my husband, but due to we were together in that moment, that person also said something very negative words to me. And she was very so upset and frustrated. And then she sent some message. She said, how this temple can do this to people or something. And I said, oh, I knew that place. This is a tourist site. It's already no, it's not a temple actually, it's a palace. But palace, not only palace, but those are, each day so many tourists are there, each day. And there is a, you should practice of patience, then it's blessing you, for you. Then she said, oh, I'm not that kind of people. I have to kind of say, if I did wrong, I will kind of take their words. But if they blame me without proper reason, then I want to, I will reject. And I have to directly clean myself or something like that. And then I said, oh, sometimes you have a something idea, but in different time, your timing is very important. A little explanation, sometimes it's kind of not fully, your explanation may be in others' rage mind, immediately they can twist your kind of reason to something not reasonable thing. They heard something, but they won't take it right away. But they want to kind of decide something to change that reason. And then you won't kind of satisfy both sides. And also you should, if you say something in anger, then say less is good. Maybe you pinpoint some key elements, but don't say much otherwise then. Then she said, oh, maybe it's true. This person said something. Normally this person who sent me a message, very calm person, but after she said, I married over 2-3 years, now I become very kind of changed my nature. My husband and me have some conflict or some situation, and then this made my kind of mind frustrated and easily arguing with the people. So, she said, the situation. And then I recommend her, even you are busy in your normal life, but you keep studying and then practicing and don't forget those practice. Katie,
therefore, I am here. Therefore, it is they who bring me benefit. Thus, with what perversity, pernicious mind, will you be angry with your enemies?
So when you say, oh, other people were hurting you or something, but with your practice of patience, then actually they were helping us. From Dharma point of view, you have some obstacles, but those obstacles, if you take a proper measure and the reaction, then it could be benefit you. I said six paramitas, six kind of a way of life, which transcends your mind. One is patience. then this patient cannot practice with your closed friends because they don't really hurt you or make you angry. And sometimes maybe too, but sometimes mostly or through the same enemy kind of type of rage kind of state of mind. And then only so-called enemy can create those situations to test your practice, patience, and compassion of love to people, equanimity or non-differentiable beings, equally loved beings. Those our goal can measure or test by people who have this kind of karmic relation to harm us. Then immediately our practice and philosophy may be not much work, only the negative behavior, which is based on ignorance, that come to front line to control the mind. Then, so saying enemy, so-called enemy, actually helping us if you really know how to handle it. Like poison can transform to medicine to cure difficult disease similarly. Then this poison, seemingly it's poison, but actually it's precious medicine. So then why you not appreciating the medicine or this person, or we are not happy about this person, actually we should cherish him. That's why in many mind training practice, you should see your own kind of enemy as a teacher. From them, you learn yourself. You can transform. You grow up or you kind of change. Sometimes from good side, people lead you and say nice words and reasons that are very helpful. But sometimes it's the other way. In a real situation, there is a challenge. There is a kind of a easily misunderstanding, even go dangerous steps. Then you reflect on those situations, then you become a better person. Like some child spoiled, and then they don't know how the parents are not easy to make them take care of them. But after themselves have a married or some, they have a social responsibility, family, or even they go to outside to army training, have a take camps or camps at training, something. Then they become mature. Thinking I should respect my parents. And if you they go to different area, poorer place to stay longer time, or they can see many people living very difficult circumstances, then they appreciate what they normally feel kind of not really knowing, not very appreciating life, but it's important to make those journey similarly. Yeah. Each time people have a challenging you, you have this possibility to think how I can grow in that situation. If I'm too weak, too selfish, or too have a mind only in my corner, little corner, then we actually the safe corner is very small, limited, and fragile. But after we had took some challenge or problems, and then we can overcome through mass wisdom, and then we understand there is nothing we cannot really letting go. We can do better and better each time. saving kind of face or something, these problem won't make you think too much. If a patient's quality of mind is mine,
patient quality
of mind is mine, I shall avoid the pain of hell. But through indeed, I save myself. What of my foes? What of fates in store from them, for them. So he's saying, due to our own karma in the past, the other people create kind of they're angry towards us, and then they have some negative consequences. That if you are not angry, you are practicing patience, other people are angry towards you, then what is such consequence? Because other people are angry towards you, he or she had negative karma consequences. But you don't angry, didn't angry toward this person, then what is the situation? Because other people have a negative consequence, because also you are the object of other people who angry, have anger. Then they said, if you have your own kind of quality of mind, virtuous mind, you don't kind of bear that consequence. You don't take that negativities because you are not angry. Other people angry. One person angry. Other people angry. Angry person who take their own individual karma. You take your own individual karma. You have a, seems like related, but karma is very different. One is black, one is white. And then similarly, other people, because you are practicing kind of patience, other people, one person angry, one person practice of patience, your practice of patience, you got a kind of a good result. But do the other people who create that give you chance to practice of patience, so this person also get right or virtuous kind of consequences in the future time, then said, because individual karma responsible for individual, your kind of virtuous deeds of a practice in virtue won't affect to others because that one person still angry. So that's what it's saying. Two people have a negative. One is having angry towards one person, but this is not. Then this negative consequences of he take won't affect this person. Thus good deeds of this also won't transform towards this negative person. Of course, you can dedicate this merit towards all sentient beings, and there is some elements of help. Otherwise, individual responsible for their own kind of body, speech, mind, or verbal action, body action, mind action, there's a kind of differentiation. And then that's why this said in a quality of a precious quality, one is Jimmy Limba. His teaching said seems what kind of a virtue or non-virtue due to not appearance, not say it's a mind. Even one person try to kind of act like positive, but if mind is negative, then it's negative. Even one person kind of act with a bad person, seemingly this can only seems rude or something, but his mind is virtue, then it's virtue. Similarly, if one person create big kind of a philanthropy or something good, but this mind is full of ego, pride, such a kind of untamed mind, then consider as a negative. One person, even very small kind of offering, but with a pure mind, and tame mind, this consider as a virtue. Due to virtue, non-virtue, it's ultimately because of this person's mind close to kind of a peace, truth, and a virtue, and wisdom. If that's more close to ignorance, even appears a big virtue, but sometimes mind also virtue, action also virtue, that's possible. Mind also evil, action also evil. Sometimes it's a kind of worse, sometimes appearance as a good, but actually not. Or appears as a bad, but actually good. Those situations. And also, Master, one famous teacher, Tsongkhapa, he also said, mind, when mind intention or motivation is good, then throughout his kind of path and result also good. Mind is the intention is bad, then the path and the fruition of ground also bad. So any good and bad, it's totally relying on the mind. So mind practice of be careful of motivation is the first kind of ground of good and virtue or non-virtue, important ground. Yes, please.
If I repay them harm for harm, indeed they'll not be saved thereby. My conduct will in turn be marred. Austerity of patience brought to nothing.
So, if we, as I said, revenge, some people did something negative, this, and then we also want to add more, and then to make the suffering bigger, and some people have this normal. This is very normal. If you eye for eyes, tooth for tooth, that kind of situation. If you don't want to attend the rich enlightenment in samsara, that works. And then you thinking about only in this life and this moment or this period of time, you want to do this and that, making that balanced situation. This, I think, law and any punishment kind of system works for people. But if we seeking for enlightenment and more beyond of this kind of normal small circle, then this one is kind of adding more additional kind of suffering, and then continuous, you know, cycle of suffering continues. So we don't want, that cannot protect other beings and also they're falling into harm and cycle of negative consequences. We cannot really save others. And also with this kind of revenge, punishment kind of thinking, we also can decrease our virtuous deeds. Or we have a great kind of thinking how to be, create happy life and meaningful life and also meaningful kind of serving other sentient beings. That kind of purpose will last. And sometimes in, well, not virtuous deeds or wisdom, that sometimes take efforts, not everything easy. So including virtue, it's a kind of a, you are going to upper level, climbing to mountain. So upper is a little bit difficult. So virtuous kind of a behavior, virtuous effort will lost also or decreases. So you normally people for people who practice in bodhisattva path or bodhisattva, then we shouldn't have we should decrease that kind of mentality. Austerity is, what is austerity? Patience. Austerity. What is meaning of austerity?
That's a tough word. I would be quite a good term.
Yeah.
Okay. Austerity of patience. So,
I think it's a
qualities of patience.
Yes, I think it's some virtue and quality.
And austerity, in my mind, means something that's not big but small. I mean, it's austere.
Simplicity.
You know, austerity.
That's simplicity.
I don't hear it. It doesn't mean
it. Jianpu.
Oh, Jianpu.
It's a difficult system. So let me know.
Maybe it just means extreme.
Okay. Yeah. Basically, it's saying when you have something in mind, thinking this person did something bad to me, this person said something negative towards me, and that person also in the behind talked about me, something, then you think, oh, that's okay. This doesn't matter. It's because of many cause and conditions we don't really know. So in any situation, if I involve more, only take negative outcome. So you should say, oh, just go beyond and go step beyond. And then continue this one.
Next verse. Because the mind is bodiless, it cannot be destroyed by anyone. Because of mind's attachment to the body, this body is oppressed by pain.
So that one part is saying we should practice of patience, people who accuse us or kind of yelling toward us, give us some kind of negative speech or something. Then saying, our mind, there is no solid form, and who people cannot really destroy our body, our mind. And then, we attach to the body. So that's why I said, if mind thinking this body is mine, me. And then many sufferers, many kind of pains come to our body. But if you think clearly, there is nothing really. Body won't think, only mind thinking. People were saying something or something, but won't. If you don't, you think your mind is there is a no solid form, they cannot really damage. And the body won't have the ability to think. For example, eye or ear only perceive something, information, but individually they won't think. My eye angry or my ear angry, there is nothing such like that on the mind. So, as long as we don't kind of combine or associate with too much about thinking, we as a mind and a body so kind of hurt by beings. And continue, please. One more verses.
Scorn and hostile words and comments that I do not like to hear. My body is not harmed by them. What reason do you have, O mind, for your resentment?
So this is a good point, actually, saying my mind is no solid form, so they cannot destroy by others. It's just mind. It's no form with pure thoughts. And then said, if we have a very strong attachment towards this body, that this is mine or this is a me or something, then with this mind, with this body, if that kind of give us a harm or hurt by people, that is not the case, after they said, because other people look down us or say something harmful words, seemingly, and unvirtuous speech, kind of, even people directly say something very negative kind of words, and then this is a, you think, if you, how to say, this body have a no single, if they don't use a stick or something to directly hurt us, then this body no harm with the verbal. And then why we have an angry, why should we, should angry towards, we, in mind, our mind, why we should have a strong anger. Said that way, this is a one situation. I said, if you only take your own kind of you take heart, then any slights or situation can disturb you, can harm you, how you perceive things. Who people who follows or very much attached towards eight worldly deeds, which is a gain, don't want lost, want to gain, want, don't want lost, want to happy, don't want suffering, want to praise, don't want to be accused, want to kind of have attention from other people, don't want to alienate or ignore by people. That kind of hope and fear and doubt kind of tight in the mind and then thinking this is important things. This mind will get hurt and become fragile, become easily broken down like glass, and then easily feel this happy and unhappy and the sense of overwork and sensitive perceptions, illusions comes to mind. Otherwise, if you go beyond of this eight worldly thoughts, then any people saying something, say you are stupid, something, you think, oh, this is because you're angry, but I'm not, me, I'm just me, maybe smart or not smart, but not because you say good words or negative words won't change me much. or even don't have an impact if you don't take that kind of heart. But if you take that heart, then you can become crazy. You can do something bad. And then this is in Buddha also taught, said, first you have to look at your mind. Where is your mind? With the any location of your body and in the skin, bones, and muscle, or in other parts of the body, you think you won't find only this pure, mere kind of existence of mind. But this mind is just kind of a contemporary thought and the followers in external, in the internal situation. But if you really looking at your external environment and internal this body, you will see mind is not belong to any of particular kind of objects or parts. Only dependent or co-dependent rising or not interdependent rising, those kind of cause and condition often always changing compound situation, you can say only compound temporary momentarily changing situation, you cannot the existence is like that, so you don't want take you. You don't have any kind of solid, independent roots that you can catch or pinpoint. So it's also said in seven part of your body, you check where is the mind from outside of body, inside of body, including organ sensor. Sensory level of organ, and kind of a joint part of the body, maybe it's in this kind of joint part or our eye and the contact towards form, ear contact or the sound, and that kind of a interact part of the human faculties. You only see this kind of reactions. And in the middle, all these places, then saying you cannot really find anything. Only find that kind of temporary, momentarily changing functions. Otherwise, you don't have a direct kind of hint saying this is mine. There's a mere kind of a cognitive cognition, analyze kind of a power that can merely exist. And then with this, there's a, even other people saying something for mind, there is a, if you don't take heart, there's nothing really harm the mind, not form. Body also not hurt by just verbal, so we should not take those words so seriously and then make us an imbalance in emotions. And then continue.
The energy that others show me seems in days of future lives, it cannot actually
divine. Why should I be so averse to it? So this is a saying. Many people suffered by saying protecting their name and face something, and you think not only this but. People don't like me, And then this is a big kind of suffering. People say, oh, even kids say, she don't like me or he don't like me, then have some suffering. But they say, so it's not the, this kind of people don't like us and won't really, these kind of rumors, for example, rumors, if you take it, then this become very strong. If you don't listen to and not involve, then this automatically disappears. And Master Dondomba, he also said, we should treat something unpleasant words as a square. You can kind of, what's it called? You, if you valleys, you echo, yes, echo. Yeah, when people there is no people. Individual who really come to this, let's say, the echo sound like two or more sound, like wave of sound. But only one person was doing this, and we can hear more sound. Similarly, those unpleasant once in the air, ear, if you don't take care of, you don't pay much attention, then this is just disappear in that one kind of a hit when you heard. But with it, you hear more than this echo, you hear more. And also say this, there's nothing you can harm through echo, just sound. So you should keep your peace of mind. And with this peace of mind, without afflicted mind, emotion, without afflicted emotion, you can kind of success or continuously do good work for your own doing. And once you, if you don't know this echo is just mere kind of a phenomenon, which is not that much, you should pay attention. But if you are angry, then that echo can block way of you to achieve higher or reach enlightenment. So with this echo, you often practice of compassion, thinking some people said something bad or something. You should think, oh, with this, I can practice of compassion to other beings. To kind of become a good kind of a karma, a good negative turn to a positive. Similarly, these so-called negative, actually, there is no nature negative, only aspect or people way of thinking, way of kind of perceiving makes even some people now say, oh, please say something negative towards me. Because many people become famous by negative criticism. Say that without this criticism, I won't become that much success. So there is a kind of different angles and also possibilities of your situation. So. Only appears after that they won't one time you're disliked by people or saying something to you, but rest taking care of how you deal with it. Rest energy appears in with way of different due to different people make different kind of approach, different methods to deal with any situation and impact and the energy become negative and positive or changes according to your own characteristics. I think we can stop here. We have left class 30, yes, as dedication prayers, as the courageous Manjushri understood, and the just Ratishamata Bhattra as well, and all dedicated all this virtue, following their example, one and all. Since dedication has been praised as a supreme, by all the victorious ones throughout three times, all of fundamental virtues I have, a fully dedicated practicing Sadhana. By this merit, then all attain omissions and defeat enemy wrongdoing from the stormy waves of bondage, sickness and death, from the ocean of existence, may all beings be free. By this virtue, may all beings complete the productions of merit and wisdom, and attain the two sacred kayas that arises from merit and wisdom. Thank you.